Attacks on Christians are likely to resume in India. Independence celebrations are marred by violence in Sri Lanka, and new missionaries are appointed in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hindu militants are now threatening to resume attacks against Christians in the eastern Indian state of Orissa. Mission India's David Straver says their Bible clubs, literacy classes, and other ministries have been temporarily suspended because of the violence, a typical response.
Because then you're not so high profile and people kind of come to their senses and people start talking, and the people in the villages that have been benefiting, they say, well, now you're not teaching us anymore. Why not? Well, we don't like this, and we actually find that the Hindus will come to our defense.
Straver says persecution typically brings more Christians to join the cause. However, he's concerned.
We don't know how long this responsiveness will last. There are workers in place ready to go. They're passionate. They're willing to suffer. They know it's dangerous. They still want to do it. They just need a little help. They need our materials, and they need some training.
Your financial gift can provide Christ-centered literacy training. 270,000 Hindus are on the waiting list. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's 60th anniversary of their independence has been marked with carnage. Ethnic tensions have continued, although no outright war has been declared. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's usually a spike in Christian persecution during these times.
Christians are seen in some ways as sort of a remnant of the colonial rule. The colonial rulers were the British, which were a Western nation, and so there's some lingering animosity towards Western things, and Christianity is sort of lumped in as one of those Western things to be despised and opposed.
Nettleton says there's a growing disillusionment with Buddhism that's caused many to consider the claims of Christ.
What our prayer needs to be is that this is a time of revival, that Christians, even amidst the unrest, can be a bold witness for Christ, and as Hindus and Buddhists are asking questions about eternity, that Christians can provide that answer and can be witnesses for Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The instability plaguing the Middle East and North Africa hurts the region, but actually is boosting a Christian radio ministry. HCJB Global's Kirk Cole says they're experiencing exciting growth.
We've seen about six times the amount of listeners that we had back in 2004. I think we attribute that to just the maturing of the different services. We have sensed and have heard from other organizations as well that the youth of the region are really questioning the realities of what they're being told.
Cole says their approach is diverse. From music to women's issues, their programs tie into a web-based community, allowing people to safely ask questions about Christ.
We have chosen to share Christ in a way that it's not confrontive, it's more a sharing of Christ as he is. It's a much more open approach and trying to gain access to listeners where they can develop a deeper relationship with us over time.
Next, this year people are being encouraged to show some Valentine's Day love to the homeless in San Francisco by eating chocolates. City Team Ministries' San Francisco branch is using this event as a fundraiser. With the U.S. economic downturn, ministries serving the inner city poor are growing more cash-strapped. They run a variety of programs serving the homeless and the poor, in addition to planting new churches. City Team trains leaders to reach their neighborhoods with the love and gospel of Christ. And the International Mission Board trustees appointed 36 missionaries to go to the field at their recent meeting, but the need for more workers is great. According to the IMB, there are 600 remaining unengaged, unreached people groups with populations of more than 100,000. They have no access to the gospel. The IMB says in order to place more workers, they need more funding. However, the declining dollar is forcing the IMB to already raise more money just to meet existing needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that will touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.